Hello?
Hello, thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Elijah. How may I help you today?
My name is Angela Griffin. I had received an email back, let's see, right after Thanksgiving. And if I took a survey, and I paid the shipping and handling fee, I could get a cookware set. And I have a couple different questions for you. First of all, I have not received my cookware set yet. It said, it would be here within like a week, and I still haven't received it yet. And I see where the $6.95 came out. I think it's on December the 5th, I believe it was. Let's see, let me make sure. Yeah, November 29th, the $6.95 came out.
Okay, can I start by getting your zip code to see if I can locate an account, ma'am?
Is 38703.
Okay. And what's your first name, ma'am?
Angela?
Okay. Okay, the phone number that you're calling from, would it be the one linked to the account when you put in your information?
Let's see. I probably my cell phone number is
Okay.
662-347.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, 662-347.
5151.
Okay. Okay, well, so I tried two different search engines that we use, and I'm not able to locate an account.
Okay. Well, I mean, secondly, on December the 5th, there was a charge came out for $68.89. Now, I mean, I didn't authorize a $68.89. I mean, I did the $6.95, you know, for the shipping and handling.
Yes.
But there was that second charge came out also. And, I mean, if you can't find an account, then that really doesn't make sense. And it's for the same company, you know, that did the for both.
That would be for a gift. That would be for a gift. You're
can I try to email it? Maybe that you use with the account, ma'am.
Okay. It's W L F G R L
G R L
40
AG
at gmail.com.
Okay, that's not popping up either. Do you have an order number by chance?
I tell you what, let me find this old email. Just a second. Yes, ma'am. And that was something else I thought was odd, because, you know, normally whenever you order something, you know, it'll give you updates, you know, when it's coming. And the only one I ever got was just that first one. Okay, let's see. Here we go. The 27th. Okay. 681.
Six eight one zero nine six three five nine.
That's it.
So, try this search engine. ID. Nope. Tracking number, shipping. Griffin. Angela. Sorry. 8 9. face. You said the name was Angela Griffin, correct?
That's it.
Okay, I think I might have found it just by looking up your name. Do you have an email maybe by the name of abcteacher36@hotmail?
No, sir, I sure don't. The one I gave you is the only one I've got.
Okay, so it's not this one. What about angrib919576@gmail?
No, that's not it either.
Do you live in Texas by chance?
No, I don't.
Waukegan Road. LA?
Nope, Mississippi.
Okay. Tried that one. Let me just switch your name up over here. Angela Griffin. St. Louis, Mississippi.
It's Greenville, Mississippi.
Oh, not that one. I think I just did this one. Texas. Man, can I get the last? Do you have the car that it was charged on?
I sure do.
Kind of the first six and the last.
The last four.
The first six and
the last four.
Four
digits.
Yes.
You say you need the last four?
Yes. The first six and the last four.
5118.
3232. And now the last four.
It's 7145.
So I wasn't able to work with it. So what I would do is
I would advise you just to contact your bank to dispute the charges.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yes, I'm getting a lot of static.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I would just advise you to contact your bank or reach out
okay.
to your bank.
Right. Okay. All right, then. Well, thank you. Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, that charge is not going to come out again, is it? If I go and dispute it at my bank, right?
No. They should put a close on it.
Okay. All right, then. Well, thank you for your help, though.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry. It was so difficult. Yes, I said thank you for your help. I said I'm so sorry. It was so difficult.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.